Well, hello everyone, this is John Alls, and I would like to welcome you back this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now today we'll be continuing our series on the many different devices of Satan, and we hope that the messages so far have been used of the Lord to be a help and an encouragement to you. And if you've missed any of the messages at all, you can listen to them from our website, and that website address is independencebaptist.org, and the broadcast can be found under the audio section of that website. Now for this morning, Pastor Reynolds will be talking about Satan's desire to have you. So listen closely as Brother Wayne continues on this topic of Satan's devices.
This morning, we're going to take our text from the book of Luke 22 in verse number 31 as we continue in our series concerning Satan's devices. This morning, we want to speak about the fact that Satan desires to have you. Listen to what Jesus Christ told Simon Peter in Luke 22 and verse 31. Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." Understand here that Satan had to come before God to ask him to give him permission to sift Peter as wheat. That is absolutely the way it is. And Satan today comes before God asking him to take us and to sift us as wheat as well. The devil would really like to wreck and ruin your life. The devil would like to keep the lost as his own and drag them into the fires of eternal damnation. But listen, Satan knows he cannot get the souls of the saved, but he wants to destroy our lives and any kind of good influence that we might have on others. If you think that you are not among those whom Satan desires to ruin, you are well on your way to having your life totally destroyed by Satan. And when Satan destroys your life, you will think somebody else or something else has done it. But remember that Satan is out to get us. Notice this very real thing about sifting wheat. When wheat is sifted, or that is, it's combined, the only thing left is the kernel. The kernel is the part of man that speaks of eternity. Everything else about Peter was given to Satan, but God retained his spirit. When the Bible speaks about Peter weeping bitterly in Luke 22 and verse 62, he was sorrowing not only for his denying Christ, but he was also sorrowing about his entire life. How he had been the spokesman for the group of apostles, and how he had led them astray. I don't think that Peter was thinking so much that he had let them down, rather that he had let the Lord down. The thing that really mattered to Peter, the respect of others, was now gone. The only thing left was himself. And Peter did not like that which was left. But why would God allow Satan to tempt Peter that he would even deny knowing Jesus? Well, the Bible states in the book of Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." So Peter denying the Lord was really good for him, right? Well, that's something to think about. It boils down to this. Either we will submit ourselves to whatever God desires for us, or God will do whatever is necessary to bring us to that place that we will want to put him as the first. we ought to willingly submit ourselves to God's clear commands, because He will never, ever let us get away with not submitting ourselves. God will either turn us over to Satan, or He will allow us to die before our time. Peter's personality, you see, and sometimes our personality, needs to be changed so God will get the glory. Therefore, God changed Peter's personality. Satan wanted all of Peter. The only thing left of Peter when Satan got through with him would be the kernel of his soul, which would go to heaven, but Peter's life would be wasted. We might think what Peter had to endure was a terrible thing, but reviewing Peter's life before being sifted and after he was sifted reveals a very different man. What Satan intended to do was to destroy Peter. But the end result was that God was able to use this great man of God because Peter learned to fully trust in Christ, and Peter learned never to trust himself. Peter did write the books of 1st and 2nd Peter, which reveals that he was still being used of God. It was Peter who preached on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were saved. But you think about it. Peter never bragged about preaching on that day. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts 12 in verse number 6 that Peter was put in prison and went to sleep expecting to die the very next day. Isn't that remarkable? How that Peter slept. He was wrapped up in chains between guards. He was in the inner prison. And God broke those chains loose. And God opened the doors. And Peter was able to go out of prison. In Acts 12, in verse number 17, Peter told all the church how that the Lord had brought him out of prison. Peter took no credit whatsoever for this miraculous deliverance. What a peace God gave to him in the midst of the storm. Think about the change in Peter's life and how that God radically transformed him from being someone that was a spokesman for the group into someone who was very willing to speak, and yet someone who was very willing to do whatever God wanted him to do. We know this, that there is a time of testing for each of us. There is a time when God will give us a choice of what we want, the things of this world or the things of eternity. Which one will you choose? Many will choose the things of this world, and they will be destroyed by this world as well. Another point is that Jesus Christ, in the book of Luke 22 and verse number 31, said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." Peter was prayed for by Christ himself. Isn't that wonderful? We need the Lord to pray for us. We need the Lord to make intercession for us, because we cannot know the things of the future at all. You see, we're only sinners that are saved by the wonderful grace of Almighty God. We don't have any kind of power at all. Christ has shown us His power when He showed us how wicked that we were, that we needed Jesus Christ and Him only to save us. When we came to understand that we were absolutely, totally worthless in the sight of Almighty God, that is when Jesus Christ saved our unworthy soul. And that is when Jesus Christ made the way for our own salvation. This is when we received peace from God, because He had redeemed us. He had saved our unworthy soul. He had washed all of our sins away. He had done all of that. Think of this. The Bible records that Satan had to approach God's throne and get permission to trouble Job. This tells us that Satan will also have to approach God's throne and get permission to trouble us. Just as Satan had to approach God's throne and get permission to attack Simon. That's the way it is. Never doubt that Satan will approach God. That Satan desires to attack us. But understand that Satan is very limited in what he can do to us. He is limited only by the power of Almighty God. He cannot do anything except God allow it to happen. Satan wants us that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to make a sharp rebuke to Christianity. Don't ever doubt that this is so for Peter. This is so for us as well. We need to always stand and be aware that God is the power that is over Satan. And God is also the power that is over us as well. God allowed Peter to fall under Satan's temptations. Therefore, he might also allow us to fall. But we can know this, that the Bible still states in the book of Romans 8 and verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." We can know that regardless of what happens, God is still in charge, and He is able to watch over us and to bless us. One of these days, we will praise God very much for sustaining us during times of trouble and trials while we lived on this present evil world. There will be many believers, no doubt, that will also praise God with all their beings, for they know that only in Him has anybody ever been able to stay faithful unto God. They will know that in that day, without the Lord watching over them, without the Lord protecting them, without the Lord guiding them, they would utterly fail. Today, know this, that there's two forces in this world. There's the force of God, which is the force of good. And there's the force of Satan, who comes disguised to us in many forms. He is the one that's behind it all. And know this, that Satan wants you to fail.
You know, one comment really jumped out at me today, and Pastor Reynolds said, "If you think that you're not among those Satan desires to ruin, then you are well on your way to having your life totally destroyed by Satan." It is at those times that we let our guard down and we let ourselves fall into sin. But you know, at the same time, I was so glad to hear Pastor Reynolds talk about no matter what happens, God is still in charge and He is able to watch over us and He is able to bless us. The world around us is evil. And the devil is out to destroy, but God is able to protect. He just wants us to lean on Him. And as it says in James, we're to draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to us. Now, we are really glad that you're able to join us this morning, and we pray that the messages have been used and will be used of God in your life. And we will probably be finishing up this series on Satan's devices next week. And we'd ask that you pray for us as we try to prepare for the next topics we'll be covering. We also want to remind you of the services at Independence Baptist Church. We'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, worship services at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and then worship services again at 4:30. And of course, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and you are absolutely always welcome to come and join us. Now, the clock on the wall is indicating that we need to be signing off this morning, but we do want to thank you once again for joining us, and we pray that you'll be able to listen again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.